Geweldig. Okay. So we have a flip morning. We'll end the morning mitzvah with Ramban. It's beautiful Ramban. It's the beginning and the end of the parsha. Earlier we had a chance to learn with some other chavra the Ramban at the end of the parsha. And then we'll end the morning with the Ramban at the beginning of the parsha. Very. It's a mind-blowing Ramban. Open Ramban Vayera. We'll take a look at the end of the day. And let's begin. Let's begin the way we usually end. And we're going to begin by ending also in a sense. This is our last one to wrap up. Another couple of mesveis before we turn our attention to a full chazar. The last time we saw the last mesve you saw was from a pasuk in Iyov, exploring how to define the word R. When R means a period of time, normally R means light. But when R means a period of time, definition number two, does that mean day or does that mean night? The Gemara opens by saying that is apparently the machlokas from Huna of Yehuda, how to say pshat in our Mishnah. Or la ba'asar, is that morning or evening? The last raya that we saw from Amud Aleph on Amud Beis was from a pasuk. A pasuk in Iyov, which the Gemara ultimately said, no, it's not a raya. That pasuk is actually talking above Machteras, and that launched us into a very fascinating Machlokas Rashi and Tosas, which part above Machteras is our Gemara talking about, which part above Machteras is the pasuk in Iyov talking about, and that got us into deeper into the world of Ehar Valyavar, Bikuach Nefesh, and Reb Shimon's Chakira in terms of how you make sense above Machteras. So we pick up now on the top of Beis Amud Beis. Six lines from the top. Meisvein. So we have another kasha. We have another kasha from a pasuk. Also from Iyov. You look in the sign of Torah. Oh, this too is from Iyov. Yeshachu kochve nishpo yikav la'ar v'ayin. The stars get dark. Yikav la'ar. Yikav is like tikva. He hopes for light, but there isn't. Va'al yira ba'apa peshachar. He's hoping for the ar. He's hoping for the ar. It's nighttime. He's hoping for the ar, but he's not getting it. Yikav la'ar v'ayin. Va'yeshachu ba'yir ba'apa peshachar. He's not going to see the glimmerings of dawn. Zok Rashi, Kochve Nishvo is Kochve Leilo. The night stars, it's a dark night. Yikav la'ar yitzapel yom. He's hoping and dreaming for day. But he's not going to get to see it. Afa peshachar, he's not going to get to see the sparks of the morning. Right? So, this is a particularly dark, both literally and figuratively, a dark passage in Iyov. A lot of Iyov is very dark. Iyov as a whole is about trying to make sense of suffering in Olam Hazeh. How come bad things happen to good people? The technical term for that would be theodicy in English, or tzadeh peralo in Hebrew. That's what Sefer Iyov is all about. Sefer Iyov opens, he's a great tzadik, and he's a very good man, and life is good, and then he begins to suffer. He begins to suffer terribly. And most of Sefer Iyov is the back and forth between Iyov and first three friends, and then fourth friend shows up, trying to make sense. How do you make sense of suffering? How do you make sense of the fact that tzaddik v'ra'lo? So much of Iyov, some of Iyov is very inspiring, and many of the lines in Iyov are very, very dark. So he says, you imagine this person, he's stuck in the night, and he's hoping for or, but he doesn't get to see Afa Peshach. He doesn't make it to the morning. And the Gemara says, and we'll take a question in a moment, Midika Amr Yikav La'ar V'ayin, he's hoping for or, but it's not coming, Alma or Yimamu. You see from context. It's Neshef, it's night. He's hoping for the R. He's hoping for the R, but he never gets to see the Shachar. So don't you see that R is day? Or is the time that he's not reaching. Or is the finish line, is that next stage that he wants to get to, he's not getting to the day. So don't you see a raya that Or Arba Asar means the morning of Arba Asar? The guy says, no. Hasam Neilat Hu Delayit Le'iov Lamazle. That's a shorish you don't see often. Lamed Yutes. Lamed Yutes in Aramaic is like Aleph Resh Resh in Hebrew. It means to curse. Iov is cursing his mazel. He's cursing his mazel. What does that mean? So he says, Yehei Rava, Yehi Ratzon. Rava is an example of where a tzadi in Hebrew pops up as an ayin in Aramaic. Yehei Rava, Yehi Ratzon. The litzbe ha'ach gavra l'nahora v'loish l'shkeche. That he should be looking for light and not find it. It's separate. It's not part of the same metaphor of night and day. She says, "L'nahor l'davra ha'meir." We're not talking about the morning. He's hoping for light. He's in darkness. But again, this is metaphorical. He's in the night, meaning things are dark and things are confusing, and he can't make sense of it. And he's hoping for clarity. He's hoping for davar ha'meir. V'lo she'yishem hayom ar. Rashi says, nah, we don't mean that another word for yom is or. Loka amar yikav liyom. Not waiting for the daytime. Yikav she ya'ir. He's hoping for illumination. V'ayim. Okay, so very similar to the most of the dechias we had so far. He said, no, really, if you read the pasuk, it's not referring to a time on the clock, but it's referring to light. Chaim had a question. I'm sorry? Ah, okay, great. Now we have the next raya. Let's see two more mesveis. The next mesveis sounds similar, but in the answer, the Gemara is going to introduce an incredibly important yesod. Mesve, another pasuk, this one from Tilim. V'almar ach choshech yishufeni, v'layla or ba'adeni. How do you translate that? David HaMelech is saying, I said, Choshech Yishufeni. I thought that the darkness would surround me. Take a look in Rashi. V'omar Choshech Yishufeni. V'omar Savor Hayisi, Rashi says. In the middle of the Yom. Savor Hayisi. I thought the Ani is Hayisi Nirda. When I was down and broken. When I was in a dark place, when I was being pursued, we know from Sefer Shmuel, we know from Tilim, the much significant shaitan of Dabra Malach's life. He sometimes thinks of Dabra Malach just sort of the snapshot. Dabra Malach Yisrael, the United Kingdom of Kuala Yisrael, things are wonderful, preparing for being in the Samikdash. So at the end of his life, things are wonderful. But Dabra Malach went through many, many, many rough spots in his life. He was on the run. He was pursued by his father-in-law. He was pursued by his sons. Try to talk about complicated family dynamics. When he was younger, his father-in-law literally wanted to kill him. He was married to Michal Ba Shaul. And Shaul thinks of a comparison and was trying to eliminate David HaMelech, kill him multiple times. Even though David was married ultimately to Shaul's daughter, and David's best friend was Shaul's son, Yonatan. We just learned about in Aftar Machachodesh. And then at the other end of David's life, when he was older, he had two different sons at two different times. First, obviously, David's son Avshalom, and then later David's son Adoniyahu, both tried to stage a revolt against their father. So he said, when I was being pursued during the difficult periods in my life, Savar Hayisi Ba'ani, Rashi says, take a look, Omar. When I was being pursued, when I was at difficult, terribly difficult times, I thought, Donald said, there were times in my life where I thought that I'm going to die in this darkness. That in other words, life will never get better. Donald said, there were times when I thought that the entire rest of my life, however many years I live, I'll be stuck in this darkness. I'll be suffering like this. David HaMelech, when he was younger, and Shaul was right after him, he thought this might be for a lifetime. Who knows how many years it's going to persist.
He may be stuck with this forever. Try to imagine what that means. A homicidal father-in-law, and later on, homicidal children. Not Av HaLevay, but everything but Av HaLevay.
So he says, that's what David was saying to him. I thought, Achoshech Yishufeini. I thought that the darkness, the suffering, would consume the entire rest of my life. Yishufeini, Rashi translates, V'hu Yachshech Tamer Alai. I thought it would be dark forever. Lashon Neshef, the Laila. The word Neshef could mean nighttime. So Achoshech Yishufeini, I thought the darkness would continue to darken. But instead, what does he say? The light of but in fact, the night became or for me. But the nighttime, metaphorically speaking, I was talking, Choshech, Nasa or. That Choshech, that night became or. So I thought I was stuck forever. I was in a difficult spot in life, and I thought this is just the way it's going to be. But I ultimately discovered HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. He can choose that I continue to suffer, or he can choose that things are going to change. HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to flip the switch, and I had thought Choshech Yishufeini, but in fact, instead, Laila Or Ba'adeini. Laila switched to Or. So Rashi says, when Laila switches to Or, what's the opposite of Laila? What's the opposite of Laila? No. What do you mean Laila Arba, didn't you? The Laila became day. So obviously, what do you see? Alma, once again, says the Gemara, Nacharaya. Alma or Yimamu. So don't you see Ar is the opposite of Laila? Don't you see the Ar is day? Another Raya. Yet another Raya. Like whom? Yet another Raya left Rav Huna, that Arl Arba Aser is Nagi, Arba Aser is the morning. We should all be Davin Vasikin on Erev Pesach and doing Dikas Hametz before Vasikin. The Gemara says no. The Gemara says, no. Hachika Amma, Hasam Hachika Amma. That's not the way you translate the Pasuk. What we said is true. It is true that David HaMelech had periods of great suffering. And ultimately, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought him out, Me'afelu L'Or Gadol. But, Gemara says, if you want to have shot in this pasuk, you got to open your Mesil Shishar. To Paragimel. We're almost there. So we'll skip ahead. And you open your Mesil Shishar to Paragimel. In the middle of Paragimel, he quotes a Gemara in Bav Metzia. If you had a Gemara in Bav Metzia, you could open that too. The beginning of the seventh paragraph of Metzia, the Gemara quotes the pasuk. If you have your Mesil Shishar paragimel, in the middle of the paragraph, you can find where it quotes Bav Metzia paragimel, or right after that, the Hillel Kufdalid. Hillel Kufdalid is which paragraph? We say it every month. Hillel Kufdalid, we say it once or twice a month. Exactly, it's Bar Kinafshi. The Bar Kinafshi is a glorious poem of. About the recognizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the cycles of nature. That's the Pashat Shat in Bar Kinafshi. He talks about the animals come out during the day, animals come out at night, and the different cycles of nature. That's the Pshuto Shomit. But the Gemara in Bav Metzia, the beginning of Perek HaSochas HaPoalim, Gemara says, an additional layer of meaning, an additional layer of interpretation. Al Derech Drash, Toshes Choshech Vihi Laila. The pasuk there says that Kadosh Baruch Hu places dark and then it becomes night. Toshes Choshech Vihi Laila. Botimos Kol Chayei Soya. That's when all the nocturnal animals come out to roam around outside. So Pashim Shana means literally part of the natural cycles with which Kadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. And sometimes it's day and sometimes it's night. Toshes Choshech Vihi Laila. Kadosh Baruch Hu brings the nighttime, the dark. Now it's night, and that's when the night animals, the nocturnal animals, come out. The Gemara says that's true, al pipshuto. There's also an additional layer of meaning. That's what it goes. Tasha Tosha Vi Laila, Ze Om Hazeh Shadoma Laila. This is Om Hazeh, which is similar to night. The all of Om Hazeh, even when the sun is shining, right now, Baruch Hashem, they go outside,
The sun is shining, it's bright, you can walk down the street, you see where you're going, and still, it's light. Olmazah
is always like night. And that's what the Gemara here says as well. The same interpretation, al derech mashal, the Gemara Bav Metzia had for the Laila in Tehillim Kuf Dalet is what the Gemara here in Pesachim Dav Beis has in Tehillim Kuf Lametes. Our pasuk, Hasam Hachika Amar, back in our Gemara, Hasam Hachika Amar David. This is what David is saying. Ani Amarti Ach Choshech Yishufeni Va'olam Haba Shehudom Elayom. I thought that my darkness would continue even into the quote unquote day, even into Olam Haba. I had thought, Rashi goes on to explain, and it's not talking about the suffering that came upon him. It's going back to yesterday, thinking about our environment versus the decisions that we make. The first thing of our thought, we're talking about the darkness. The darkness he suffered from. That was the Havanim. And then the Rashi says, no, the Maskana is, we're talking, David HaMelech is not bemoaning the things that happened to him. He was thinking about the consequences of what he did. Rashi says, it's his Chatoim. David HaMelech committed some serious Chatoim. David HaMelech was interested in Bathsheba, who was married to Uriah. And Uriah ends up finding himself at the front lines, and he doesn't come back. The front lines at a military encounter, he doesn't come back. And the Gemara is a machlokas whether David actually violated Niuf or not. Was she in Ishatish the first time he was with her or not? The Gemara is a machlokas about that. But either way, it's very clear the Pesukim, whether David was chata or not in terms of the severe head of Niuf, clearly he was chote. And Nabi comes to him and says, you were chote. He says, you're right. I did the wrong thing after the tshuva. And there are multiple pirkei tehillim that chronicle David HaMelech doing tshuva. The Gemara is in Parakeh, the last parak of Sanhedrin. Long agadas about David HaMelech's tshuva process. So he said, I thought choshev yishufeini. I thought the darkness would even go into the day. Metaphorically speaking. Because I thought it would even have ruined my Olam Haba. I thought I had sinned so much. Such severe chatam that even Rune Olam Haba, that even Olam Haba would be dark. But instead, the Laila or Bardeni. But instead, I did tshuva, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mochel, Rashi says. Achshav shemochel yehosa avam. Af min Olam Hazeh, now even my Olam Hazeh is bright. Now even my Olam Hazeh is bright. I thought Choshech Yishufeini that the darkness would surround me even in Olam Haba, but Laila Arba Day. But instead, Laila, and Laila is a reference to Olam Hazeh, Shadoma LaLaila. Even my Laila is now bright. Now, this pasuk, according to Maskana, is about the Kol Hatshuva. Wow! You see, I thought Mamish. I thought there was no coming back. And in the words of David HaMelech's son, that have since been put to song many times, Sheva Yipol Tzadik Mekam, the passage that was written by Shlomo HaMelech, that Tzadik falls and he gets up, and he falls and he gets up, he falls seven times and he gets up eight times. So that's what the David HaMelech was saying. I thought it was all over. I did such severe chatan, I thought I even trashed my Olam Haba. But it turns out, Kol HaTshuva is so powerful that my tshuva not only saved my Olam Haba, even my Olam Hazeh is sunny now. Even my Olam Hazeh is bright. So it's not a... That's a deep Yisodos. Deep Yisodos. And now also in terms of Pshat and Pasuk, how's the answer the question? Because in the Hachman we thought that Laila Or Ba'adeni meant that Laila and Or were meant to be opposites. The night turned into day. And now we're saying, no. Or means light. Laila is a reference to Olam Hazeh, Shadom Laila. He's not saying that his Olam Hazeh turned into Olam Haba. That's not what he's saying. He's saying, Imai Olam Hazeh, which is like Laila, is also brightened. So once again, means or in the simple sense. And now why did I want you to see that line in Mesilas Yesharim, in Paragil Mesilas Yesharim, quoting the Gemara above Metzia Daf Pei Gimel. So number one, you see another example of this use of mashal, of this use of metaphor, that Olam Hazeh is Dom Lelayla and Olam Haba is Dom Leyom. Here it's here in Gemara Pesachim. Achshav HaOlam Hazeh Shu Dom Lelayla or Ba'adein. As a matter of fact, you look in the Masoras HaShas, the word Olam Hazeh, they tell you on the side. Chagiga Yedbeiz and Bav Metziah Pei Gimel. Gevaldik. The Mesilas Yesharim is important, though, not only because it's you don't have to go up on Mesilas and be good, but Mesilas Yesharim, you can see he quotes the Gemara, it's more than that. He goes on to explain what's the significance of that mashal? The Olam Hazeh is like nighttime. What does that mean? Baruch Hashem, if you walk outside, it's going bright. What do you mean Olam Hazeh is double the line? So he says, and we'll get a chance to see this hopefully soon inside. Mesilas Yesharim writes, he says, Havein kama nifla. You have to notice how amazing a mashal this is if you actually pay attention. I had a chance to learn with a couple of you last the other night. Some of the Chaz writings about Agat. You have to take Agat to seriously, you have to learn it like a lambda. He says, if you actually look carefully, why the Almas don't allow it? He says, what happened when it's night? What happened when you're walking outside? And it's dark. Can't see. It says, but there are tzvei dinim in not seeing. There are two different options in terms of what not seeing because it's dark could be like. We were talking the other day about the dialogue in the dark, the blind museum, right, where there's no light whatsoever. Engineered. There's no light at all. So your eyes don't adapt. The reason why, if you walk into a dark garage and you walk outside and it's dark at night, After a couple of moments, when you begin to see more, that's because your eyes adapt to the low levels of light, and your eyes will use whatever little bits of light there are. As your pupils grow, you start to get a little bit of light, and you see what you can. If it's totally pitch black in the blind museum, and there's nothing to adapt to, there's no light whatsoever. So the Ramchal writes in Mesilas Yesharim Paragimel, he says, what that means is, if you're walking around the dark, it's gonna be go-ray tunnels. It's gonna cause you to not be able to see properly. But that can be one of two ways. Sometimes you see zero. There's nothing. Pitch black. You don't see anything. Sometimes there's a little bit of light, so you see things, but they're distorted because you don't have enough light to see things clearly. So he says, option number one, pitch black. You can like walk right into a tree. You wouldn't even know it's there until you hit it. Anything. I walk right into the ditch. I just fall right in. I couldn't see anything. Ramchal says, but the other type of taos, but there's a little bit of light, so I can see, but it's distorted. When it's distorted, he says, you see a person and you think he's a pillar. You see a pillar, you think he's a person. And you're hiking in the forest, and you're getting warm. You take off your jacket. You hang out a tree branch. And then the tree branch starts talking and says, hey, why are you hanging your jacket on me? I thought it was a tree. It was actually a person. And, or vice versa. I thought I saw my friend. I go over and say hello. I realize there's no one there. It's a tree. You're talking to a lamppost. What's your problem? Because those are the two different types of te'uyos. That darkness, two ways that darkness can distort your vision. It can black it out entirely. Or you see things, but you're seeing things incorrectly. He goes on to explain that Olam Hazeh is like that morally as well. Sometimes we're just amoral. I totally don't get it. I don't know right and wrong at all. Like pitch black, George. Some people aren't even attuned to the fact that there's moral right and wrong, and you have to choose right and wrong. And you have to work hard to live properly. That's one type of choshev. The other type of choshev is there. Again, when I see a little bit, I see things, but they're distorted. He says sometimes you have people who, they have a moral sense, but it's backwards. They take the aveira and they think it's a mitzvah. They take the mitzvah and they think it's an aveira. They're very self-righteous in the wrong direction. And he says sometimes the second one is even worse than the first one. When you make an ideology out of your aveiras and you make them into the biggest mitzvah, when you make them into a sheet and say, this is what I do, if it's not just this is what I do, but I'm convinced myself that's a mitzvah, that could tend to be far more destructive. And so that's what the Ramchal explains in Paragimel on the Tilsi Sharm. That's the significance of this, that's the nuance of this mashal. And all Hazeh is double a Laila, because it's a very, very, that one line has a lot of depth to it. It's capturing the fact that the Yitzre Harav Olam Hazeh cloud our vision, and sometimes, and in one of two ways, either a total blackout, no moral sense, no sense of right and wrong, or a distorted vision, where I have a sense of right and wrong, but it's skewed and it's off. So that's shot in the Gemara in Bavit Tzir Pei Gimel, and the Gemara here, Psachim Dav Beis. That's the maskan of the sugya. The maskan of this piece of Gemara is that this pasuk in Tehillim Kuf Lamates is aligned with Tehillim Kuf Dalet, that when it says Laila, it means, I mean, it's a reference to Olam Hazeh, it's not a reference to his suffering, it's a reference to Olam Hazeh in general. And again, unlike the Hava Mina, where you understood the pasuk was talking about Davar Melech thinking about whether his suffering, whether his painful environment would last forever, it's instead about his chatoim, and he thought that the consequences of his chatoim would even ruin his Olam Haba, but he discovered Koach HaTshuva, that Koach HaTshuva was so strong, not only did it save his Olam Haba, it even positively transformed his Olam Hazeh. Not for now, but there's a Talmud Chacham in Eretz Yisrael, in the Golan, or Yigal Ariel, who has a series of very beautiful svarim, thematic svarim on Tanakh. Oz va'anava, Nor va'hadas, and then in addition to svarim on Sifrei Tanakh, he also has a sefer on tshuva, Erpa b'tshuva son, where he surveys tshuva in different descriptions of tshuva in Chumash, and different stories, people who did tshuva in Chumash, in the Vim Tzuvim, and throughout Avdaras Chazal. And he develops a theme at length. You see from many Mamori Chazal that David HaMelech was one of the great Gedolim in the world of Tshuva. That a millennia, a thousand year or more years later, Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, the home of the Nasi, Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi will say, Kach mekublani beis avi abba, I am the Sorah, in my father's home, different ideas about tshuva. And it appears to be a reference back to David HaMelech. David HaMelech, Hekim Ula Shal Tshuva. David HaMelech was the one who really worked through the sugya of tshuva, both in Lomdus, as it were, and Lamaisa. And so this, the movement from Havim to Maskana, and this Gemara lined up with that. The Gemara said that Maskana is, this pasuk is actually not about suffering, not about Tzara Geralo, this pasuk is about tshuva, about the Koach HaTshuva. Yeah, question, Chaim. What's that? He's wanting to review what the Gemara in Bavit Tzir says, and you can see it inside of Bavit Tzir, Daf Pei Gimel, or quoted in the middle of Parag Gimel of Masilas Yesharim. Again, the what the Gemara there says is Tashas Choshech Vihi Laila, that pasuk in Baruch Inafshi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu places dark and then it's night. The Gemara says it's not just a reference to physical night and the animals like skunks and owls that are around, nocturnal animals that are around at night, but it's also a reference al derech drash that all Hazeh in general is night. That there's a dark Kadosh Baruch Hu by design placed darkness, designed all Hazeh with darkness. All Hazeh is by design unclear, and that's what enables us to have nisyonos. Otherwise, if everything was clear, we would do the right thing as robots. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be real moral actors, wants us to have free will, wants us to have b'chir chavshes. So when he designed Olam Hazeh, tashas choshech, he placed darkness. He placed a lack of, he designed Olam Hazeh with a lack of clarity, so that it would be Laila. Olam Hazeh is Domele Laila. Let's see one more piece, one last shtickle of Gemara here. Meisvei. Now, we had a whole series of rayas that were all psukim, right? One pasuk after another. From Chumash, from Nach, and now the Gemara turns its attention from Psukim in Tanakh to statements of Chazal. And this one is the real doozy. Meisvei. The Gemara says, We have a Kasha. This one is, as I tell you on the side, Daf Yud on the base. You can even turn to Daf Yud on the base if you want to. We've been here before. we saw Yoram and Beis. We saw this. This is the Mishnah, the Baal Yoram and Beis. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Bodekin Orlar Basar, the Arbasar Shachris, Uveshas HaBiur. You could be Bodek either Orlar Basar, as the Mishnah Dav Beis says. But he says, if not, you could be Bodek in the morning of Arbasar, you Dal Shachris. Or else, later in the morning, Veshas HaBiur. At the end of the morning, when you're supposed to do beer. So when we saw the Mishnah last time, we focused on, later in the Mishnah, the discussion of the Soch HaMoed. Achar HaMoed, the Machlokes Rashi and Tosis, how to translate the word Moed. That's later in the Mishnah. But right now, the Gemara says, look at the first line. Either Arlar Basar or Arbasar Shachris. Hello? So is it either Arlar Basar or the morning Arbasar? So isn't it very obvious? Mitzikamer of Yehuda Bodkin or Arba Asa Uva Arba Asa Shachris Alma Arutu. Don't you see that our Arba Asa is not Shachris? You can't tell me that R means the morning because that's the next line. So obviously R means the evening. And for the first time, the Gemara responds with Shema Mina. Or that's a great riot. Not if you just turn the page to the next Mishnah, and it becomes clear in the next Mishnah. That or in the first Mishnah means night. And the Gemara says, good, we're done. Shema Mina. The Mishnah is a machlokes, but not in terms of how you use the words. Because the machlokes about later, but they're not arguing how to use it. The Tanan knew what the word meant. There's machlokes about can you do B'dikas Chametz after the Zman Yisro Chametz. Okay, but that's irrelevant to this point. Now, what's remarkable, though, is that the next word after Shema Mina is, what's the next word? What's the next word in the Gemara? Meisei. What Meisei? I thought we're done. Shema Mina. Done. Or means night. But the Gemara is not done. Another Meisei, the Lord, will Mircham, we come back after the Faher. We'll start with it. The law, Rishonim get very involved. The next Meisvei, it takes up much of the rest of the Yamin about Tanya Sibur, a lot going on. And then at the bottom of the Yamin, another Meisvei from Rosh Hashanah. And then the very bottom, last line of the Yamin, another Meisvei, but Yoledes. It goes on and on and on. Another Tashma, another Meisvei, and a Tashma. We get into Kachim. We get into Yom Kippur. We're not going to be done until the middle of Gimel Amud Aleph. So Rabbeinu David says, you have a David in front of you. He says, what's going on here? I don't understand. Hatam, the first piece in Yudavid Dav Gimel. Oh, you weren't here. Okay, here you go. Hatam Sharabu Basugi Rayas Basa Rayas. How come the Gemara brings Rayas after Rayas She'or Urtehu? He's that Rabbi David and Dav Gimel Amaral. When the Gemara finally ends, brings additional rice, says, yes, Shema Mina Arutu. He says, how can we have so many rice? Why didn't we stop earlier where we are now up to Beis and Beis? So he says, there are two stages. First he wanted to prove, up until this point where we're up to, we want to prove, Sheyesh Lanu Ar Shemashma Olayla. That there could be an R that means night. Kedivrei Rav Yehuda. Below Kedivrei, Rav Huna, Shu'o Mer, Sha'or, Uli, Ola Ma'al Mash Musav. Rav Huna has told us on days of an Aleph that R always means light or day. Rav Yehuda, whom we paskin like, is really logically the outlier. That's the Chiddush, that R means night. That's counterintuitive. And we had a whole bunch of Rayas. Most of these Mesves were that R means day. So finally we proved, we found an example of R meaning night. What was the example? The next Mishnah, the Yudah Beis, Rabbi Yehuda, the Tana, Rabbi Yehuda. So we found an R that mashma'o laila, but the Adai and Turbai and Adai, the Adai and Kusha or Huna. We still have a Kasha or Huna. We've defended Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is acceptable. He's not shver. But it doesn't mean we knocked out Rav Huna. Why not? Just because we found one place where we refer to night as R, It doesn't mean that's always the case. It doesn't prove that, again, the simple meaning of R should be they. If the main meaning of R is light, then you would expect the definition number two will be day rather than night. So he says, again, the Gemara never said that explicitly. What's more pashat? The Gemara just brought riots. Straight. Again, David says you have to appreciate what's going on underneath. And the opening svara should be like Rav Luna, that R means boker, the R means nagi. So we've only done half the job. We would have thought that Rav Huna is right and Rav Yehuda is absolutely wrong. They said, no, Rav Yehuda is now defensible. He has a place at the table, but an existence proof showing that there is one place where R means Lila doesn't mean that R always means Lila. The big difference between having an existence proof that there are sometimes R can mean Lila versus R always means Lila. And why should this be so? Well, I said, no, I found R means Lila, so R means Lila. Why the two layers? So you'll notice the language that he used, one word in David that drove this home. He said he's on the fourth line. He's mechane es halayla b'lashon R. The way you could downgrade the raya that we just saw from the Mishnah is you're being mechane a kinoi. What's a kinoi? A kinoi is a nickname. The Gemara said you shouldn't give your friend a kinoi if he doesn't appreciate it. Don't give your friend a nickname he doesn't like. A kinoi is a nickname. So he's saying, that's a nickname, it's an expression, it's a euphemism. Oh. So that's Rabbi David's approach. I have to just show you, very briefly, if you turn the page to Maram Chalava, who lived a couple of generations after, Rabbi David was a contemporary of the Rajba. Rabbi David and the Rajba are both Talmidim of the Ramban. The Maram Chalava, who lived a later Sephardi Rishon, he quotes Rabbi David's approach as well as a venera ode. But his first pshat, Pirush HaRashba, we don't have Rashba on Pesachim, apparently he heard from the Rashba. Fascinating historical teretz. Kulu lav v'chadei bei medrasha. This shock of Itai didn't happen in one base medrash. We imagine the whole Gemara is being said by one group of people. It says the Gemara is a record of the Shach Vataris of multiple yeshivas over several hundred years. Rabbi Yuhanasi seals Mishnais in the mid-200s, Rabbi Narvashi seals the Gemara in the mid-500s. This is 3 centuries of several different yeshivas. So he says, just because it's one long Shach Vataris doesn't mean it all happened at one time. Kol Chad Dechad Vevedra Shachad. Each Mesmei was in a different base medrash. Ravina Ravashi Misadri Lukul Vadadi. He said, just because you have one long shock of attire doesn't mean it was originally said as one long conversation. Ravina Rav Ashi, when they were putting together the Gemara, they had the records of the learning in the yeshivas over the course of several centuries, and they were editing, and they picked and chose different pieces, and they put them, stitched it together. So he says, it's not a kasha. It's not a kasha. Yeah, here's a Shlomi Nav in a different yeshiva, they were still wondering, and that it may today. I would add one last point. If Ravina Vashi are stitching it together, why did they put this Shmamina here? Why not save this Mesve for the end? Why they organize it this way? And the answer is something apparently we're going to see over the course of first parak of Pesachim. There are a number of ways, in smaller and bigger ways, the parak is organized by the chronology of the Makoros. And this is the first time we see it, right? We start with first all the riots from Sukkim. And now we're starting with Mishnayos. And then we're going to go to other, we'll branch out of Pesachim, and we'll branch out of Mishnayos into Braises. The organization here has to do with what the Makoros are. Is it Tanakh? Is it Mishnayos? Is it Braises? And that we'll see as we progress through the parak, there seems to be a theme in the larger parak as well. So that may be, you have to add that Nakuda to Maram Chalava. There was a reason, these weren't all set at the same time. And the organizational scheme of the sugya is by the Makoros, organized by the Makoros. So the Mishnah Pesachim comes here. That's a Shema Mina. Okay, so in that yeshiva they were done. But there were other yeshivas they didn't bring it right from this Mishnah. They brought it from other places, and we are going to list as the sugya continues.